listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot!
You motherfuckers! Yeah. Get off your ass and start a riot!
Go to podriot.com!
Listening to Pod Riot may cause
oily or fatty bowel movements,
increased number of bowel movements,
urgent need and or inability to control bowel movement,
bowel movements that are orange or brown in color,
gas with discharge,
oily discharge,
stomach pain,
irregular menstrual periods.
If you suffer from any of these symptoms, please contact Professor Tom at KinkySexRadio.com.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott, John.
Easy.
Easy. Yeah, baby, we're back.
You're redlining. Easy.
We came Matt out of our coma.
Oh, tame but not lame, right? That was our motto of the last one.
Fuck the fucking shit, fuck.
This is a hard song to sing, isn't it?
Sure is.
Shit, the fucking shit, fuck, shit, the fuck. Shit,
fuck, yeah.
Nice.
All right, John, this is episode number 55.
55.
55 part one. It's also our 666 special, John.
That's right.
Because
666.
Even though we were recording it on 6-4... We will release it on 666, John.
That's
and we
right.
all know what that is.
The number of the beast?
That's right. The number of the beast. The beast, John.
You hear that buzz?
I do hear that buzz.
That's driving me fucking crazy.
Now that you mention it, it's starting to drive me insane, too. If you hadn't said anything,
I know.
I wouldn't have paid any attention
at all. I don't
know
where it came from. Maybe if I pound the table, it'll go away. How you doing, Scott? You all right?
I'm all right.
You don't look all right, man. You look really tense.
I am a little bit tense.
You look too tense.
Well, here's why I'm so tense is because on the weekends, we roll into Skokie, right? And all I do on Saturday and Sunday is drive the car. That's it. That's all I do. I'm driving people. Driving, running errands. And the one thing that absolutely drives me insane is driving a car.
Yeah.
Now, even on the weekdays where you're driving and everybody really knows where they're going, you got a couple of idiots that don't know where they're going, right?
Right.
But everybody pretty much knows where they're going, and it's kind of routine. But on the weekends, you get 80% of the people have no idea where they're going. They're just out for a drive. And they drive me insane, John. So I get a little tense. I get a little stressed out.
Too tense.
Right. Oh, and I've told this story before, and it happened again. I forget that, for instance, my two-year-old son is in the back seat while I'm driving. And I'll be driving, and somebody will cut me off or something. What the fuck? And then I'll hear from the back seat, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Fuck
I'm like,
face.
Oh, crap.
Fuck face.
He's a repeater, John, my son.
Yeah.
He's a repeater. So I'm worried about that.
Look
I'm
out
like,
for
oh,
the
no.
repeaters.
So then I got to change it. Like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And he says, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my golly.
So I was walking with the wife. We were at the park. I had my son on my shoulders. And something made my wife say, what the fuck?
Whoa. No way.
So then Brody... because he's been cued by me several times, says, what the fuck? What the fuck? So my wife thinks it's her fault that he says this.
Nice.
So then I was like, Brody, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So now whenever he says that, she'll think it's her fault.
Nice.
It is nice.
That's out of sight.
Yeah, so that's why I'm a little stressed.
You seem like it, man. Totally.
But I'm calming down. I'm calming down already. I got two brewskis in me. There's nice lighting in here. It's nice and cool.
Yeah.
And it's the 666 episode, John.
That's right. That's
666,
right.
The Mark
right.
of the Beast.
That's right. 666,
and
baby.
The one thing we like talking about as much as the W, John,
is
fairy
the
tales.
Devil.
That's right.
Oh. I thought you were going to say
the devil.
Well, yeah, fairy tales.
Whoa.
Hansel and Gretel, Aesop, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and Satan, John. Satan.
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
All right, it's Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
One of my favorite bands of all time.
What's the song we do? Is that Iron Maiden song?
Yeah. Run to the Hills.
Run to the Hills, man.
Run no to doubt. The hills.
Now, speaking
run
of 666,
and
speaking of the potential Antichrist, let's talk about Punky. Now, I listened at Punky's last show. And we love the Punky. If you're just joining us, I'm John, he's Scott, we're TTN, and we love the Punky.
We love the Punky.
But go ahead and play. Now, Punky gives us some props in their last...
they do.
Their last episode. Go ahead and play clip one of Punky. Right off the bat, they give us some props. This is the show intro. Listen to this.
This is indeed Punky, with me, Paul Lee Edwards.
Me, Tony Hearn.
And it's, we've had a good week, haven't we?
Yes.
We've had a good week. We'll be telling you about Block Party 6 tonight.
Okay.
I have to say right at the top, though, curse you, Total Talk Nonsense. Oh, I'm really, really disappointed. I'll explain why later, but
okay.
they've beaten me to a joke that I had lined up for the Septics, and they've beaten me to it, and they've turned it round before I even got the chance to say it. But fair play to them. It means that they're on the same wavelength we are. But one thing they haven't got, Tony, is scary music! Scary music!
Yes, we do.
So, now, I just wanted to mention Total Nonsense. We haven't really mentioned them much of late, largely because...
Did you get already into clip
much.
Two?
Oh,
I didn't set up the intro for clip
Hold
two.
Hold on a second. I didn't know you were going to... I didn't know.
I need to talk, John.
All right. God
Before
damn
each
it.
One.
You are really like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
It's 666,
You're
John.
In, what do they call Shanty Town or Shit Town or what do they call over there in
Fish
Sherwood?
Town,
Fish
man.
Town.
Fish Town.
Fish Town. And you pissed on my floor over there.
So what Pauly B is referring to is we broadcast a reference to 666 and the fucked up date system that they have over there. I was going to clip that out, but I didn't have time. So anyway, getting on to the second clip. Here again, we get props from the Punky. Props.
Now, the Punky. I just wanted to mention Total Talk Nonsense. We haven't really mentioned them much of late, largely because... Fuckers weren't mentioning us. But I had this big plan, because it's going to be next week. It's going to be the 6th of the 606.
Yes.
And guess what? The remake of The Omen's coming out. Oh, nice one. I was going to say, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this, because 666, even the Septics can't fuck up the date.
Yeah.
And Total Talk Nonsense beat me to it. They said last week, they said 666, so those idiots across the pond can't fuck up the date. Fair play to them. Fair play to them for beating us to it. I'm devastated about that. I hate it when someone beats me to a gag. Grr, grr. Well done, though. Good
it was
show.
A good show this week, yeah.
Good show this week, Total Talk Nonsense, by the way.
Thanks.
All right, now, was that Punky 2?
Yeah.
Boy, I should listen to my own clips before I spout off about them. Anyway, what they were referring to was our episode 53, where we dedicated a good portion of the show to the Da Vinci Code, John, because we both went and saw that on a date. We had a date night.
Right.
And we saw that, and I'm thinking, wow, Pauly B back in the fold, loving, digging the Punky, and Tony Hearn too. I'm digging the Punky, digging the TTN.
You're retarded,
all right. But then I hear this at the very end of the show. Now, before you play this clip, John.
Yeah.
This is the third clip. Now, remember, part 53, we dedicated an entire part. Of episode 53 to the Da Vinci Code.
Right.
Go ahead and play this clip and listen to this shit.
Next week's show will go out on the 6th, won't it?
Yeah,
Next week's show will go out on the 6th of the 606. And it is supposed to be... because I bet a load of podcasters are going to do a fucking 666 World Freaky Spooky special. Let's talk about the Da Vinci Code and bore the pants off fucking everyone. Let's talk about the Da Vinci Code and bore the pants off fucking everyone. Let's talk about the Da Vinci Code and bore the pants off fucking everyone.
Whoa, why does they keep saying that? What the fuck? Did he say that many times?
Let's talk. No, I that was my own editing. Let's talk about the Da Vinci Code and bore the whatever out of everyone.
The pants.
The pants.
The fucking pants.
The fucking pants out of everyone.
Off of.
So I was starting to become optimistic again, John. The sun was shining. The light was coming through. And then I heard that the end of Punky.
You big baby.
And I became a big-ass pessimist again.
Yeah, you almost came back, man.
I was almost there.
You big pussy. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Nothing. So we did start a new month. It is the month of June.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Do we want to mention personal information about... Mensa? Personal information about us, John? Because we both share something in this month.
We do.
Yes.
Oh, birthday.
Right.
Yeah, my birthday was yesterday.
We're both a Gemini.
Yeah.
John, Gemini.
I think everybody could have guessed that. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yours is next weekend.
We're taking you out for your birthday tomorrow, right? We're going to do like a half an hour practice. And then head over to Gibson's.
Gibson's? Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Why not?
Wow.
Is there a dress code over there?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so, but it's pretty fancy. That's where we should take Pauly B and his wife.
No doubt, John.
No doubt.
Either
for
that
big
or...
fat steak.
Well, the other thing that Chicago is known for is that deep dish pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Lou Malnati's around here.
Yeah, Lou's.
Or Uno's in the city. Or
right.
Due.
Yeah.
One or the other.
No doubt.
And since you're building the Pauly B wing, which I read about in the forum, they'll be very comfortable here.
We do. We actually have a Pauly B wing, just like Sinatra had a whole section for the Kennedys.
And Elvis had those... see-through mirrors. You gonna get that too?
Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
Did he?
Yeah.
What a freak. What a fucking freak.
So because of the new month of June, we've gotten a lot of comments, John.
Yes.
Are we gonna try to tackle those in rapid fire succession?
Yeah.
We gonna volley back and forth?
If and you want.
We gonna get a big badass 666 backing track for our comments?
Oh, do you want one? We could, yeah. Hold on. I wasn't prepared. See, you fucker. You're always doing this shit to me, you know? I can't take it. I can't.
I'm consistent, though. I always ask for comment backing track. Always.
Yeah, but this time you specified.
Oh, a 666?
Yeah.
It just has to be something. Yeah. There you go. Like that. Who's going to start?
Hold on. I have to turn these all down before we go, okay? We're real professional. Okay. Go ahead.
I'll start.
Yeah.
Mike D still doesn't like you, but I do, so here's your stupid comment. That's from Prack23.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. We are not cheaters. We may be number 7 now, but watch us rise up like the phoenix and crush all podcasters in our wake. Nice try, guys, but you shouldn't tell your fans not to vote. Submitted by MuggleCast.
MuggleCast? I just heard them this week, John. I'll move on to my next comment. TTN rules. I love TTN. It makes my whole week pissed. I even have my boyfriend listening to you all, and he laughs his ass off. He is a Republican laughing out loud. Anywho, Scott, I hope your daughter is doing okay, TTFN. What does that mean again, TTFN?
TTN. TTFN?
TTFN.
Ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for now. That's from Bondage Kitty. And
nice.
Yes, my daughter is okay. We did have to admit her to the hospital, John. She had to spend the night in the hospital getting some intravenous anti-bacterium something or other.
Wow.
But she's doing fine. She's back
at
home.
That's great. Bigger balls, the latest penis enlargement spam I've ever been getting, asks if I want bigger balls, as well as a bigger cock. Are bigger balls better than regular size balls? Great show. Love your work. Submitted by Dumbfounded.
Are you going to answer his question?
I don't know. I don't think bigger balls are better, but I don't know.
I wouldn't think they're better.
Personally, I don't think so.
No. Your hack? Your sack would hang lower. I have dyslexia.
Your hack would sang lower.
I have like a verbal dyslexia, John.
Your singing hack would sang lower.
It's not a stunning cunt. it's not a cunning stunt, John. I really do have like a verbal dyslexia.
You didn't do that on purpose, did you?
I didn't. I'm telling you. I think my brain thinks too fast for the mouth to keep up. So I'm already on the word ahead of it, and then the mouth is still, you know, trying to form
cunning
shit
stunt.
Together.
Stunning cunt. You sure do. All right.
Aloha from Hawaii. Aloha, showing some love from beautiful Hawaii. V. Brown, 808 Talk Pod, Vodcast.
Wow.
That's from 808 Talk. What
nice.
The hell is that, John? Have you heard that?
No.
808 Talk?
Yeah.
Aloha from Hawaii.
Hawaii. Great as usual. Hey, Johnster Boy and Scottster, I've been busy as hell, but you guys make my week. I'm glad to hear Scottster laughing more. Maybe he's getting over this midlife crisis thing. Johnster Boy, producer of the year, no doubt, Errol Wolf.
Good to hear from Errol Wolf.
Yeah.
Ha-ha! Dig it, guys. That's from Nobody's 37.
Good show, John and Scott. I am plyometric to learn how weighty neuropsychology DS with it and appreciate the pointillism and retiring reissued. The mouse-like pair... Wait a minute. Is this a fucking... This is a spam from Gift Baskets Russ. I can't...
Well, thanks, Gift Baskets Russ.
All right. Go on.
Best goddamn show on the internet. That's from some lame-ass named John. Spells his name the same as you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, is that you?
Oh. I don't know. From Grant, could John please read this list? All right, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John Wright. This list has made me realize... Well, it says realize. Realize that you need more catchphrases. From Grant, Richmond Grant. Thanks.
Well, no doubt.
What kind of catchphrase should I use?
You do need more catchphrases.
No.
John. Slightly laid back and comatose for episode 54, but you still rock. Who's the hot-sounding chick who left the message? Can you hook me up later? Matt. That's from Matt's the Fag.
Matt the Fag. Matt's the Fag. This is for reals. I'm not clever enough to come up with fake names and shit, so you will have to suffer with knowing the real name. Knowing the real me. I'm retarded. Alita Anime, this Lori. Lori said that. Sorry, Lori. I fucked up your comment.
It only gets better. It's like when your girlfriend says, there's no way I'm sucking on that unless I get to swallow. That's from Clambake.
I haven't heard from Clambake in a while.
Or M. Toma.
Not long now until I destroy your houses. Keep up the splendid work, Phil, and get rid of those two clowns, Polly BX.
A vote. Here it is. A vote. Woot. W00T, submitted by Mysterious Poet D.
Ah, poet. Tits McGee, IT Radio loves the show. Well, not so much the both of us, but just Frosty. And not so much the whole show, just maybe a section or two. And not so much a section, but pretty much just a few vote for us now. Yeah. Submitted by Frosty.
Frosty.
From IT Radio.
New month. It's a new month, boys, so I'm casting my vote for my fave podcast and podcasters, John and Scott. I'm so glad I found your podcast. It brightens my day just to hear you guys goof around. Thanks for all the laughs. Smooches. Belle Marie, 2005.
Wow. Genius. You guys are so funny, it makes all the other podcasts, including my own, seem like a waste of time. Love the show, guys, from Una Shadow.
All right, cue up Way of the Bob's phone call from Tony Blair. You got that queued up? Okay. It's Tony Blair, the Bert and Ernie of podcasting. Our proof, if proof is needed, that not all septics walk around with their heads up their own arses. Not sure if you they sleep in the same bed, though. P.S. Sorry about for my mom. Why would you apologize for your mom? I did a bad read on that. Let me try again. That not all septics walk around with their heads up their own arses. Not sure if they sleep in the same bed, though. P.S. Sorry for my mom. That's from The Way of the Bob, WOTB. And what he's referring to is John and I were having trouble understanding his stinger for our phone number. Go ahead and play that.
This is Tony Blair's balls. And when I'm not surfing the internet for hot totting, I like to call Total Talk Nonsense on 847-TTN-GIST. That's 847-886-4493. Yes, I'm coming, George.
So drop us a line at 847-TTN-GIST.
Yeah, 886-4493.
Bow down before me, minion. I am your god. Hello. Can you hear me now? Yes. Well, anyway, I just wanted to tell you about the Total Talk Nonsense voicemail line. You can call it on 847-TTN-GIST. That's 847-886-4493.
That's some kick-ass stingers from WOTV.
Yeah. Thanks, Way of the Bob. Way of the Bob is, and Beelzebub. He's got like a license plate that's for his car that says something like Punk
666.
Yeah. It's good. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Da show! Listen to your show a while. I put up my own. This is some interesting stuff. Cool beans from Papula.
Papula. Next time Scott has a sleep study, make sure it's not during the show. Look forward to the 666 show, Fleb Livet.
Wow. Sword! I enjoyed Scott's reading of his funny words. I think I may have goat's ass as well. Is it wrong to want to push in Scott's stool for him? Submitted by...
Who's that, Moy Cow?
Da Poop.
Da Poop. I bet you that's Moy Cow in disguise. He always had a thing for me, John. Being in prison and all. Bloody hell! Right, I like your show, and even though my mom says you guys are improper and swear a bit much, I like your show very much. I like to listen at school when all the other guys are playing football. My dad thinks I'm gay. I'm not. I tell you, I'm just like septic humor. And then he got cut off. That's from Glim Glum. Glim Glum.
This one's big words. Big words from guys who play radio on the weekends. I used to play with a friend, too. That was until I crushed him like a bug. Anyway, here's to not being a bug. I love the show, guys, but you'll never be Mike D. Submitted by Creatively Narcissistic.
Well, that gives me hope, John, that somebody believes we'll never be like Mike D.
Oh, thank God.
I may become optimistic again. Have a boner on me. I like your bit about the emo children. It's quite clever, and who doesn't love a good emo smashing? Kitten blood. That's from Boners for Emo Kids.
I like it when you talk. You guys got pretty mouths. I'm sharpening my sword while I listen to you fellers. Phil is the best part of the show. I'd like to teach him to roll over. Ruff, ruff. Submitted by Sword.
Good thing Phil's not here right now. That guy's got a big head enough already. Al saluma akalakum. Akalakum.
Akalakum. Asalakalakum, you fucker.
Akalakum.
Asalamalakum.
great show, gentlemen. I enjoy your bashing of the bush very much. It's only a matter of time before a new president takes his place and pardons me. I look forward to being a guest on your show. That's from Saddam Hussein, John. Saddam Hussein.
Oh, that's commenting. The Antichrist. Park Ridge. You guys must be rich with all that fancy schmancy equipment. It sounds good, though. Now fill me up with your appetizer of choice and enjoy my flaky crustiness. Suck it easy. Sent it by Philo is good for the soul.
All right, then. Run my radio. Hi, John and Scott. I know people have been spreading rumors that I do not like you, but that is just not true. I hate you guys with a passion. Smell you later. Mike D, www.redbarradio.com.
All right, Mike D, thanks for chiming in.
It's my pleasure, John.
All right. You think this is funny, guys? Wait, I got to do it like this. You think this is funny, guys? I don't have a voice changer. I didn't create you two to be made fun of. It is a bit funny, though. Just stop using my son's name in vain. I think Scott is coming around. John, well, you need some work. Talk to you soon. Wink. Submitted by your Lord and Creator.
Whoa. Jesus Christ! Hey, guys, as always, fantastic show submitted by Eric.
Eric Tomorrow! Yeah, the mediocre show.
That was my last comment, John.
That was mine, too.
How about that, John?
Yeah, 666 to the number of the beast.
All right, now, John, we're going to move on to email now. Phil is really excited because he has an email. I don't know if he's going to show up or not. But we also did discuss, you received an email from Arrowwolf.
Yeah.
And then we asked Arrowwolf. We don't have it?
I don't have it.
All right, we don't have it.
Wait,
so
let me look around.
We can't talk about it, though, if we don't have it.
I didn't know I was supposed to bring it.
Yeah, I forgot about it. I just remembered it just now. We talk about emails. Email.
I could print it later.
Email. We'll print it later. Maybe we'll get around to it later.
Yeah, we'll print it later.
Because we did get permission from Arrowwolf to discuss the email on the air. Let me just say, you need to listen to part two because it's going to be quite the exposition. John.
God damn, I went to ate at Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Tonight?
Yeah.
I had Outback. I had a burger and those cheese fries.
Yeah, cheese fries.
It's just all salt. It's salt.
It's all salt.
I'm dying of thirst. It's good, though, but it's all salt.
I'll tell you, though, yesterday, my birthday, we went to the Weber Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife and kids are all dressed like it's fucking 900 degrees outside, you know. And, you know, I'm dressed, you know.
Metrosexually. Uber-sexually.
Uber-sexually. Yeah. But for me, you know, it could be like 60 degrees outside in shorts and a t-shirt, and I'm still fine because I'm a fucking hot box, right?
Right. Oh, you don't have to tell me, John.
You suck. Anyway, so we go there, and I don't know. There was just a weird vibe about the whole birthday thing anyway. Two games. You see how fucking sunburned I am again?
Yeah.
Two baseball games outside.
Sunblock. Have you heard of this? Should I bring some over?
yeah, but I hate putting that shit on. It's all greasy.
I need to wear a hat. Greasy, non-greasy stuff now.
I don't like it. It's chemicals, man. All right. I'm rubbing it all over my shit. I don't like it.
Skin cancer's better then, I guess.
No, I don't want cancer either, but I forgot a hat again. And because I'm not a big hat guy like you are.
I gave you a cool hat, just like the one I wore tonight.
I know.
You sweated through it. What happened?
I got like salt stains all over it, so I got to wash it.
All right.
I wear it all the time when I cut the grass, but I forgot to wear it. So anyway, we go there, and
they say, yeah, hey, do you want to sit outside? And the wife looks at me, you want to sit outside? I'm like, I don't care. You know, I'm ready for anything, you know.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday. And it could be 60 outside and I'm fine. We get outside. Oh, Jesus Christ. They're cold through the whole fucking thing. And the wife had to go to the car and get the kids some jackets because they didn't bring jackets with them. Shannon's wearing clothes like it's 100 out. Mm. You know, little spaghetti strapped T-shirt, you know, with shorts and flip-flops. And I'm like, for Christ's sake, you know, it's not... Jesus Christ!
For Christ's sake!
It's 70 degrees outside, and, you know, they had heaters on, but the wind's blowing through there and everything.
That's why I never eat outside. Never eat outside, because the wind blows shit all over the place, and it's a pain in the ass.
So, you know, we got our food, and I got the cowboy, the bone-in ribeye. $32 for this goddamn steak and a... whatever, some
$32.
Yeah, for some shit on top and some broccoli.
It's not even that much at Gibson's. $32.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Well, maybe it is, but
you don't get anything with Gibson's.
You get a big
plate.
The
steak. You get a big plate. What do you mean? You get a big plate, and that's it for $32. But anyway, it's $32 and you get a baked potato.
That's for goddamn ridiculous, John.
Or I got a big tree of broccoli and then they put these crusty onions on top and it was okay, but it was no Gibson's. Now, Gibson's has the best fucking bone-in ribeye that I've ever had in my life. But I'm only bringing this up because you brought up the Outback. Mm-hmm. The Outback has a good goddamn ribeye, too.
Whoa.
For half the price.
Half the price.
It's not a bone-in, but it's half the price.
I'll take care of the bone-in, John. You just get the steak.
Oh, you fucking homo.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Anyway, so yeah, it was kind of a... By the time we got home, I had this big, gigantic fucking brownie sundae. The thing must have been, I don't know, 2.5 feet tall. I had to like tip this big glass to eat it. Because I wasn't tall enough, you know. And I got home at 9:30. I had to go to bed, man. Because you know how that shit just piles up in there and forget it. So I was in bed at 9:30 on my birthday.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I tried to get all liquored up tonight at Cheeseburger in Paradise. But then I decided to cut the lawn. Did I tell you Paulie B called me?
Yeah, you did mention that. You said Paulie B, the great Paulie B from Punky called.
He went on this rant that he didn't get his grass cut yet. There was like bears and tigers living in it.
They have grass in England, John?
Yeah, they have grass. Don't you watch all those fucking movies with the knights and stuff? There's grass everywhere. It's muggy. It rains a lot.
I guess
a lot
so.
Of moss on the trees and stuff.
Kind of lawnmowers they have over there. You think he's got just like the manual push? Where it's just got the clippers on it?
You mean the one with the round one? It looks like a barrel mower?
Yeah. Or do you think he's got like a 350 horsepower riding Toro or something?
If he did, man, it would take him about a month to cut grass. My grandma had one of those. And that's how I had to cut grass. So you had to have those blades fucking super sharp, and you don't miss a week. You don't miss a week. There's no 2 weeks and then you mow the lawn, because it's a push mower, those barrel mowers, and it just goes shing, 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 and they just get clogged up, and you're going, so you're doing 5 foot cuts at a time.
Well, some people call it a
Kaiser blade.
I call it a swing blade.
But anyway, yeah, that was the whole birthday experience.
So Paulie B called you on your birthday?
No, he called me Thursday or...
Thursday.
Wednesday, Thursday, something like that.
And why, he didn't call me? Why did he call you?
Because you didn't leave your number. I gave him my number, you doofus.
Of course
not. Because he's coming into town. I'm going to help him...
In July.
Help him out.
You're going to hook him up.
Him and his lovely.
Him and the lovely.
Yeah.
So we're going to hook up with Mike D, right?
I don't know.
We're gonna. I heard Professor Tom's putting like a Chicago PodCon together. Have you heard that rumor? I heard that rumor.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what date. I don't know if it's even the same day. But
what are we gonna do when Pauly B comes in? What are we gonna do? Are we going to take him somewhere? Or are we just going to come down here and bore him to death?
It's up to him.
Talking about Da Vinci Code? What? What do we want to do?
It's up to him.
All right.
What the fuck? It's totally up to him and his lovely wife.
Well, he went to school here. And so maybe he wants to visit some of his old hangouts, possibly.
Well, he told me he like drives 35,000 miles a year. Does a lot of driving, so he knows his way around pretty good. Mm-hmm. So, I wouldn't be surprised if he stopped somewhere on the way or whatever. And I think he's hooking up with some another bunch of podcasters in Canada.
Right. Preston Buttons.
Air
and,
out my shorts.
And the word whore, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a good show. You should submit one of your stories into them.
I have a story.
Yeah, you do stories, don't you?
They take stories?
Yeah.
And
they
do
read
what?
Them.
They read them?
They read them.
What kind of stories?
They do, I think they do them like, it's like, because I've heard them do the characters back and forth. And you've written like a script, haven't you?
I've written the start of a script, yeah.
You could send them that one.
Why would I do that?
So they could read it.
That's gold for TTNs, John. Why would we give that comedic genius away?
Solid gold.
That's solid gold for TTN.
Yeah, I know. You'd send it to me. Here, add what you want. And I'd add it, and then you'd edit it and send it back, and absolutely nothing that I put in there was in there.
That's not true.
That's true, you fucking dickhead.
That's not true.
I had
true.
Funny stuff. And you, that's great. Here, how do you like it now?
Delete. Oh, yeah. Did I leave track changes on? Sorry.
Fucker.
All right, anyway. Then. Well, now, my cousin Kevin, because it's in the genes, John.
We're going to have to take that to the second part.
Second part? What are we doing?
What is that? What do you mean, what are we doing?
We're on time. What are we
like
at?
3 minutes.
We got three. It'll take
less.
It'll be less than 3 minutes. Sure,
it
will. Come
it
on. My cousin Kevin was on the radio. We have the same genes. Broadcasting is in our blood, John. It's in our blood.
You're not a broadcaster.
So go ahead and play the first clip of Kevin. This is the intro of the show he was on. Very, very sophisticated show.
Hi, we're back. This is the Small Business Advisor Show. Our guests today are Don Williams and Kevin Gowers.
Hold on.
Is the internet...
Hold it. Wait a minute.
What?
You're going
what?
Into clip two. I
got
to give an intro to clip two.
I can't tell which is which, man.
All right, so that's the intro. My cousin Kevin is there, and he's on the Small Business Advisors.
How did you record this?
And... he asked me to record it for him. So it was an AM radio station, but I couldn't get it because it was in Kane County. And I happened to find it on the internet, John.
Yeah.
I happened to find it streaming. And then I called you because I said, dude, man, I found it. I can play it through my computer. What is that program I need to record it? And you hooked me up with Audacity.
Audacity.
Or no, maybe I had already downloaded Audacity, but I couldn't figure out how to
get the
line-in feed. What was that going to be? So I recorded the last 40 minutes of my cousin Kevin on the Small Business Advisory Show, which has about 6 listeners, I think, John.
All right, Joe, I'll take this one.
Now go ahead and play this next clip. They're going to ask a question of my cousin. Not only has he got broadcasting in his blood, John, he just jumps right in there. He just has initiative.
Is the internet a competitor of yours, or is it an ally of yours? Generally speaking, either one of you.
I'll go first, Paul. It is both in my case. The internet has allowed me to cover a bigger geographic area of clients and hawk my services, if you will. Also, it's been a detriment because I'm getting some other outside competition from not only out-of-state printing companies, but out-of-country printing companies.
Really?
Are you working while you record this?
Really? Really? Yeah. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Hold
but
on.
First, let me mention to you that we've had an increased amount of activity.
Oh, listen to this.
In people calling in and engaging us in the area of business valuations, fair market valuations of their business.
Okay, stop it. So
no, I have one quick.
Stop it! Oh, stop it! They had an increase.
Listen, dude.
They had their increase in call activity, which means somebody finally called them. Oh, look at that. We got a phone call. We haven't had one of those in 3 weeks.
We have an increase.
That's an increase in the activity.
By getting one. Dude, you hear you clicking around while I'm talking.
And you know, when I was pulling these clips out, I'm like, what is that? Is somebody, what? Is somebody terminal services into my computer? Why is that clicking? What is that? It took me... You figured it out right away, John. It took me a while.
Because I'm looking around right here going, what the fuck's clicking? It's not me. All right, what's this last one?
All right, this last one. This is a joke that one of the hosts tells. And it's you be the judge if it's funny or not.
Right.
But listen to my cousin at the very end with his radio laugh.
Okay.
His radio laugh.
Here we go.
You know, I have one quick comment, Paul, before we take the break. I recall many years ago at a stockholder meeting at General Motors, who was chairman at that time, Smith, I believe. In any event, one of the shareholders said, how much money do you spend in advertising? He said, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. He said, but my guess is that half of it is wasted. He said, but my problem is I don't know which half.
I guess you have to do that if you're on the show. That's boring you out
my
of your mind.
I guess, is it which half?
Putting you to sleep. You have to do those types of things.
That's good, Kev. When's Kev coming on the show? He was supposed to come on.
I don't know. Every time I talk to him, yeah. But then he never shows up. So I asked him if he had broadband. He says, yes. I said, okay, I'm going to hook you up with Skype. And the least you could do is call into the show. So he might do that.
All right.
Oh, and that reminds me, before we go to part two, John, TP
Christ.
Is coming in on Thursday.
Excellent.
He's coming in on Thursday. And I was hoping that we could drop by and interview TP for about 10 minutes just to catch up with TP. He was a guest on
Thursday?
On Thursday before practice.
Oh, I might have to go to a game.
Oh, that's right. You got a game. Okay. Well, I'll tell him to fuck off then.
Don't you got anything portable?
He does want to come back in, I'll tell him it's got to be a Sunday, my man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Where does he live now that he's got to come back in?
He lives in Delavan, Wisconsin.
Oh, Jesus. That's like an hour and a half away.
Yeah, he's coming in on Thursday because he has some sort of appointment.
Oh.
With Dominatrix or something. So then he was going to swing by, so we're going to go to dinner or something. And then I thought maybe we could stop by here for 10 minutes and get a TP update.
Well, maybe. Let me check the schedule.
All right.
Then. All right. We'll be right back.
We gotta take a part two.
We gotta take a break here. You've been listening to TTN. Check it out.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.